This is a Roundabout Chattanooga on WUTC 88.1 FM. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now WUTC's Will Davis is going to take us to a new place on Main Street. It's Chattanooga's Artisan Cheese Shop.
Jesse Watlington knows and loves cheese, and now he can share his passion with others. Jesse, his wife Brittany, and his friend Sam opened the Blue Fox Cheese Shop in Chattanooga's South Side, and I checked it out. Here Jesse tells me just some of the words people use to describe cheese.
Stinky, creamy, earthy, mushroomy, vegetably, mild, sharp, of course. Those are descriptive words that you hear a lot.
What recommendation or suggestions do you have for someone like me in terms of choosing a cheese or evaluating a cheese? Where do I start?
Our format is cut-to-order cheese shop. So when you come in, everything is available to try. You know, it's not like a supermarket where you go in and you can read a little card that explains it, or, you know, somebody can tell you about it, but you get it home and your taste is completely different than the person that recommended it to you. That's why we did cut to order. So everything in the store, to a certain extent, you can try before you buy it. And you can also get as little or as much as you want. And I really think that the only way to recommend a cheese is to give somebody some of it.
What are some of the cheeses that you have now that are the must-try cheeses?
One of my favorites is Briotte Sovereign. It's a French cheese that's super creamy and decadent, and we brought it in and sold out like immediately. Hopefully we'll be able to get that back in for the holidays because it's fantastic for a holiday cheese board. I love all cheese, so it's impossible to say what is your favorite cheese. So you just have to go on a day-by-day basis and say, this is what's tasting great to me right now, and this is what I want to eat at this moment.
Chattanooga's ready for a cheese shop?
I certainly hope so. So far, the response has been fantastic, and it's really exciting to have people come in and genuinely want to learn about the products that we have and try the things that we have. You know, we've converted some people come in, say they don't like goat cheese, and they leave with a goat cheese. And everybody that comes in says, well, who doesn't love cheese? So hopefully that momentum will keep going.
And you have items besides cheese, too.
We do. We have charcuterie, cured meats. We have olives. We just recently started making sandwiches. We've got little to-go cheese plates. We've got some drinks. And then we've got a whole wall of products to help create, if you want to create a cheese plate yourself, we have everything that would go along with it. And we just also got our beer license, so we will be selling beer. We get our first order tomorrow, actually. So,
tell me about the name.
So Blue Fox is actually my wife and I's two kids' middle names. So Amelia Blue is our first child, our daughter. She's almost three. And Henry Fox is our son, who's going to be one in January. So that's how we came up with the name.
Do your kids eat cheese?
My daughter eats blue cheese by the handful. They're going to put me out of business if they keep coming down here. Every time I come home, she says, did you bring some cheese? And every time she comes down here, she says, I want some cheese. And she's pretty adventurous in her taste because she's eaten, you know, Limburger. She's eaten Roquefort. She's eaten all kinds of very strong flavored cheeses and gobbles them up and asks for more. So
what's the story with Limburger? What's up with that? Is it just smell bad or?
So Limburger, it's a wash drying cheese. So they actually wash the cheese with a brine mixture that contains Brevibacterium linens, which that's the bacteria that grows between your toes that makes your feet stink. So that's why people say it's a stinky feet cheese. Now, they don't get the bacteria from people's toes, obviously, but so it's constantly washed in this brine mixture that gives it the orange color on the outside and that funky smell that is off-putting, but the paste of the cheese is much milder than most people think. And we actually just got in a nice Limburger from Chalet in Wisconsin. And really, Limburger with a nice mustard on a piece of rye bread is fantastic.
Thank you for talking to me today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
That was shop owner Jesse Watlington speaking with WUTC's Will Davis. The Blue Fox Cheese Shop is now open at 330 East Main Street on Chattanooga's South Side. You can visit the website at bluefoxcheeseshop.com. And of course, that is blue, B-L-E-U.